from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation is recorded in the epistle lesson appointed for this day in the book of Acts, chapter 8, beginning at verse 54. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth against him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed together upon him. Then they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. That is our text. In Christ Jesus, our triumphant Lord, standing at the right hand of the Father, dearly beloved. All scriptures is truly written for our learning, as we say in every divine service in the closing column. Today we are gathered together in worship, and we are contemplating the martyrdom of Stephen. It is a humbling learning that we are exposed to here by the power of the Holy Spirit and under his guidance and on the basis of the words of our text. We are going to consider together courage and victory in Christ. Normally, we would rather relate to Peter than we would to Stephen. We could identify much more readily with the denial of Peter in his first trial of the palace of the high priest when he came with a majestic, magnificent martyr like Stephen. There we are somewhat hesitant and insecure. How can we be compared to a mighty conqueror of death like Stephen? And yet, the resources that he had were no different than ours. He preached the word in season and out. He was fearless and courageous in his witness to Christ as Lord. His castigating sermon identified the Jews very directly. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did so to you. What an articulate and vividly dramatic preacher was not Stephen. How dare we compare our preaching to his? And as he stood before this group in the synagogue and proclaimed to them Christ as Lord, he added to this, as far as they were concerned, his insult, a beatific vision. He saw the heavens open. He saw the glory of God. And he saw specifically the Son of Man at the right hand of the Father. This to them was the utmost blasphemy. This to them was a deep denial of their own pride and self-righteousness. And as a result, it exploded into a murderous rage. And they took him out and stoned him. The beatific vision, which was his witness, proved to be also his strength. Mm-hmm. And so also we draw on this hope of everlasting life, this vision of Christ at the right hand of God, our intercessor and our high priest, pleading our cause each time we dip into the darkness of life. And so we have a courageous presentation of Christ by the martyr Stephen, and we have, by comparison, our own humble efforts to present this Christ as confrontationally and as lovingly as we can to varied audiences, to God's people as they assemble for worship Sunday after Sunday. We can hold out the law and gospel, and each one can be accused by their own sin, repentantly and penitently come to the foot of the cross and plead for forgiveness, and then we can portray for them the efficacy of Christ at the right hand of the Father, the beautiful awareness that our loving Redeemer gives us, as he promised, Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And that's this showing account of the martyrdom of Stephen can serve us well in our holy ministry. As we hesitantly and uncertainly use him as a model, we can then, utilizing the same resources of word and sacrament, fill the reservoir of courage and of victory in our own hearts. I don't think it is any great secret to us that in preaching law and gospel, we will encounter similar resistance on occasion. A young missionary in the New England area of the Atlantic District was preaching fearlessly law and gospel Sunday after Sunday to a rather variegated group of worshippers. Many of them had been exposed to Universalism and Unitarianism for some time. He had one promising pastor just down the street from the church. Her name was Mrs. Green. She was a loving housewife, a proud mother, and truly an exemplary person. The pastor made a call and said, "I've been missing you for the last few Sundays, Mrs. Green. What's the trouble?" And the pride and resistance of rolled out and came to the fore. She looked at him somewhat disconcertedly and said, "Pastor, I'll be frank with you. I don't like to be called a sinner. So I'm going back to my old church. There the pastor preaches about things that please me. And when I leave, I feel good about myself. And I feel good about my life. When I leave services in your church, I feel like a sinner and I feel like I need Christ all the time, and I'm uncomfortable with that." That was the closing of the door. That was the rejection of the law gospel tension which we hold out every Sunday. That is the malady of American society by and large. The same things of pride and self-righteousness afflict many to whom we address the precious words of truth. In the hope of eternal life, then, we permit that ultimate vision of the glory of God and Jesus at the right hand of the Father to strengthen every step that we take in the pilgrimage of life. We ask that he will be with us until that day when we too will be ready for our home going to heaven. And that is why in the closing palace of the divine service, we pray also by patience and comfort of your holy word, we as Stephen of old, may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. May the same word and sacrament which strengthened Stephen to preach fearlessly and courageously to the people assembled in the synagogue and encouraged him as in his last moment he prayed also for the forgiveness for those who were stoning him to death, may we also, drawing on these same resources, live courageously and victoriously in Christ, provide knowledge for God's people, and encourage them to walk in the footsteps of Stephen and of faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.